Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ready!
Buffalo Bills game day on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
All right, here we go. We gotta have a drive.
23 left. Will. 1, 2, 3.
It's time for the Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show. Your home field advantage for trusted service and unbeatable prices. Now, here's your host, Nate Geary.
All right, welcome to the Transit Town Jeep Dodge.
Jeep Ram Overtime Jeep Ram, Show, brother. It's been a bit since you've done this.
No, I know. Well, since you're here, why don't you hit the update for the people?
All right. I mean, since I'm here and I'm helping get everything going here. Well, your update as it is, the Bills getting to 7-3 on the season after the 44-32 win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Head coach Sean McDermott, that's his 100th career win, by the way, as a head coach in the NFL. But the things to update you on, scores that happened earlier today within the AFC playoff race, the Jaguars absolutely bodying the Chargers to move to 6-4, 35-6. The Steelers keeping themselves ahead in the AFC North with a 34-12 win over the Bengals earlier today. The Bills' next opponent, the Houston Texans, up 16-13, or beating the Titans 16-13 earlier in the afternoon. Scores from games going on right now. The Chiefs and Broncos at a deadlock at 6 points apiece at halftime. The Cleveland Browns putting up another defensive clinic. What else is new as Cleveland holds a 16-10 lead on the Baltimore Ravens as the second half is underway? There was a pick six for the Ravens defense there in this game. The 49ers up big on the Cardinals, 25-10 in the third quarter. And heading toward the end of the third quarter, the Rams up 14-12 on the Seahawks. This update is brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. I'm Derek Kramer for WGR, and here's Nate Geary again for the Transitown Jeep Ram Overtime Show.
Thank you, Derek. And good evening, all. Welcome in. As Derek so kindly said, I'm Nate Geary. Welcome in to the Transitown Jeep Ram Overtime Show. Transitown Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, your home field advantage for trusted service and unbeatable prices. So the Bills win 44-32. I'd love to get the phone lines rolling here at 803-0550 and get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon, the official 5G partner of the Buffalo Bills. So while I go through this, we've got a couple of open phone lines. Give us a shout. We'll get to your thoughts here on this. I don't know. There's probably going to be some conversation about game of the year. 9 lead changes, which is the second most in NFL history in a single game. Josh Allen, the second quarterback other than himself, so I guess it's really just one quarterback, but the second time in his career and really the last 12 months that he's gone for 3 passing touchdowns and 3 rushing touchdowns in one game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense that right now you know, has some injuries, especially at the pass rush with Hassan Reddick, not in the lineup today. And obviously on the other side of the ball, they had no Bucky Irving, but you couldn't have told that they were hurting in the run game because Sean Tucker has a career game against the Bills. Of course, it couldn't be Rashad White because I was starting him in fantasy. So should have known that from the beginning that he was going to have an off day and it was going to be their third string running back to have a day on this Bills defense. And of course, that will be part of the storyline of this game. The Bills defensively in their inability to stop the run. I mean, I'm not, you know, breaking any news to anybody, and it's not of, you know, it's not new that this team has struggled defensively against the run. It's really been maybe hesitant to say a benchmark of a Sean McDermott defense, but right now, a Sean McDermott defense, really since he's gotten here, is they are good against the pass. And today, they were very good against the pass in the Baker Mayfield passing game in against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, holding Emeka Abuka, pretty darn well today. Abuka, let me see what he finishes with. Abuka doesn't even finish as their leading receiver in this game. That would go to Sterling Shepard. Abuka in this game goes for 5 for 40. I'm not looking at his season stats right in front of me, but I mean, it's got to be one of his lower outputs this season. And, kudos to the Bills defense. I will say, though, they passed the ball 28 times. A lot of that came towards the fourth quarter when they started getting down multiple scores. This was mostly let's turn around and hand the ball off. They averaged 5.5 yards, almost 5.5 yards per carry, 5.2 to be exact, on 39 carries. They ran for over 200 yards today and lost. I can't imagine that's a pretty. I'd say that's a pretty rare thing in today's NFL, really in football in general. When you run for that kind of success, typically you're on the right side of it. And I look at the game as a whole, and it's definitely a little bit of a confusing game, to say the least. Like, when you look at some of the, like, just overall team stats, the Bills led in total yards 414 to 367, but they also had more turnovers, more penalties, 7 for 45 compared to only 2 penalties for 30 yards. Now, those 2 penalties, specifically the face mask on 3rd and short, or I should say 3rd and 8 on the, tunnel screen, it was a huge play in the game. So that did go the Bills' way. The Bills were 3 for 4 in the red zone. Tampa Bay Buccaneers were 2 for 4, and I think that ultimately ended up being the biggest difference in the game. The Bills only possessed the ball for 24 and a half minutes in this game to 35 for the Buccaneers. But I think there's a couple of things from this game that you'll take is all of a sudden the league's 31st ranked kick returning unit turned into, kind of sarcastically tweeted, it felt like Ray Davis turned into Dante Hall today. I mean, just was unbelievable. Over 200 yards in return yards today for the Buffalo Bills. Just a huge day. It gave the Bills a ton of field position, something that they have not done well all year, going on long drives. And of course, they did go on a long drive right before half, 4 plays, 92 yards to get the score before the half and were able to double dip. Now, obviously, they gave up some big plays and gave up a field goal before the end of the half for themselves. But, that I think gave them the momentum that we needed. And listen, there's going to be a couple of things that you take from this game. And again, you look at the defensive side of the ball and you say, well, you kind of know what's wrong with that side. But I think some of the positives you want to look at in this game, first and foremost, is got to be Cole Bishop and his ascension and turning into a real threat and a real player for this team. They've desperately needed somebody on the back end of this defense to step up. And Cole Bishop has done that in spades. he has really flashed the athleticism that was sort of sold when the Bills drafted him in the second round a year and a half ago. And, that athleticism has been on display over the past couple of weeks, 2 interceptions, and now leads the team with 3 on the season, but 2 in the last 2 weeks. So just a huge, mover for him. And Maxwell Harrison in this game, I'm not sure he was even targeted. Again, they threw the ball 28 times. A lot of that came towards the end of the game. And, I thought Harrison also played well. I know that right now they're kind of platooning things at the cornerback 2 position outside of Christian Benford. But, you know, I think we're sort of approaching the point pretty soon here where Maxwell Hairston's going to have to take over that spot full time. He just brings an athletic dynamic that right now Tre'Davious White does not. And then in the back end, I also maybe want to mention Jordan Poyer. He had a couple of plays today where he just was too slow. The long touchdown, the first long touchdown run that Sean Tucker had, I'm thinking specific. I mean, he gets kind of washed by Tristan Wirfs, who, like, you know, I would say most safeties in the NFL are going to probably not be able to make that play. That's an all-pro, one of the best tackles in football coming at you. And, you know, I'm not going to necessarily say that's just on his, you know, him being something like washed, but I think he has brought a calming effect to that defensive backfield, specifically the safety position. And I think it has worn off a little bit and provided some confidence, provided some stability for a young player in Cole Bishop that just hasn't had a ton of time on task. And, you know, his first full season as a starter. And I think that's been very important for him to have that steady veteran presence, someone that he can trust and knows where he's going to be. I think that's meant a lot to Cole Bishop playing better football. But I do want to look at the other side before we start taking phone calls because, you know, this is sort of, I think, been my frustration over the past couple of weeks with this Bills passing offense is it's been there. This is what they did today exists. It's not, you know, coming to fruition for the first time. It's they've been able to do this. And, you know, today the Buccaneers sold out on first down against the run. And the Bills really did not have a lot going in the run game today with James Cook. And it did not matter. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did not respect the Bills throwing on first down. And why would they? Because if you look, just in terms of like numbers on first down, neutral pass rate, the Bills were like 31st in neutral pass rate on first down, meaning they run the ball more than anybody in football on first down. And you know, teams over the last couple of weeks are starting to catch on to that. And on first down, throwing five defensive linemen on the field and blitzing and creating pressure and creating negative plays in the backfield. And unless the Bills were going to do something to sort of change the way defenses were defending them on first down, they were going to have to throw the football. And it happened early. And obviously the interception in the end zone was a bad play. And I look back at that and I say, I know what Joe Brady's doing, right? Like, he's coming in this game saying, we want to pass on early downs in this game. We want to have some tendency breakers, but you're on, you know, you're at the shadow of your own goal line. That's a situation where game script be damned. I think it's time to just get a couple of runs in there and turn around and hand the ball, get out from the shadow of your end zone, and then give yourself a chance to make a play. So, you know, that happened and so be it. And where I ultimately come down with this offense is they can be a dynamic passing offense if they want to be. And today turned into a shootout. I think that there are games the Bills can get into shootouts and decide not to, and they try to take the air out of the ball. And listen, I think with this defense, I understand if there's a head coach that wants to, you know, protect this defense, but it should not be at the expense of your unbelievable quarterback. So I think for me, with Sean McDermott and Joe Brady, they just need to let this offense be. They need to take the governor off and stop trying to take the air out of the ball and keep the ball away from the other team's quarterback, because it's like, who cares who's lining up on the other side? That quarterback on their side today is damn good. It's a top six, top seven quarterback in football. You kind of just have to say, I don't care what you're doing. Like, we just need to be who we are. And, you know, today I thought that the Bills looked more like themselves than they have in several weeks, maybe at any time this year. So throwing the football, I think, will open some things up in the run game right now. And to me, balance, to me, is not within a game. I think I want to look at the end of the season and see that they have balance in a balanced run game and balanced tack and balanced passing game. I don't need to see it in a game in, game out perspective. What I mean by that is I don't need the game script at the end of it to be like, you know, 50-50 or 55-45. Each game has its own unique dynamic, has its own unique you know, way about it. And I think when you need to throw the football, the Bills show today they can do that. But I think it's been there. And, you know, obviously, I've gone 13, 14 minutes now without even mentioning Keon Coleman. But, you know, I'm under no, you know, I'm not under any sort of spell, or I'm not under any sort of inclination that because Keon Coleman went out of the lineup that, you know, their pass game just started magically working. But I will say, I think there's something to be said about having your best players on the field and having speed and having dynamic playmakers and guys that can stretch the field on the field. And we saw that today. And I think moving forward, I don't know what's going to happen with Keon Coleman. It's a short week, but Tyrell Shavers has earned the right to be on the field more. I've been kind of asking for him to see more playing time on the boundary. And Josh Palmer, I think those two right now are your de facto boundary receivers with Shakir in the middle and sprinkling in Gabriel Davis. And I think Gabe did enough today. I think that not only the coaching staff and Sean McDermott and Joe Brady trust Gabriel Davis, I think the quarterback, Josh Allen, trusts Gabriel Davis. And he's got two elevations left, and that might make things difficult. And maybe they're going to give Keon Coleman another opportunity on Thursday to sort of avenge whatever, you know. And he was the kind of talk of, you know, Sean McDermott and a lot of the players postgame about him sitting in this game. And I thought the wide receiver room looked as competent as it has all year. And there wasn't that sort of need to feel like you have to force the ball to one single player because it's, I don't know, it's there's some sort of undercurrent of, you know, this needs to happen or like what else. So I look at it and I say they probably had their best passing game of the year outside of week one in the second half when, you know, Baltimore was playing prevent defense against the Bills with Jaire Alexander, who, by the way, is out of the league now. This was the first game against, I think, a competent defense where the pass game looked healthy. It looked right. And I'm not telling you I think there's a correlation between Keon Coleman being out of the lineup and their wide receivers looking right. But, I mean, that's the reality of the situation now. So, I mean, a fascinating couple of days here, the lead up to this Thursday night football game against the Houston Texans. It's going to be the storyline. Is Keon Coleman going to find himself back in the lineup, or are they going to use another elevation on Gabriel Davis? And if Gabriel Davis keeps performing and has the trust of his quarterback, you know, how I don't know what the conversation or what the situation is going to be in trying to getting him to the active roster, but it might mean cutting Elijah Moore. And I'm not sure. I look at this roster and I say, I know why Curtis Samuel's still on it. It's because they, you know, need him to return kicks. But if it was me, I'm not picking Curtis Samuel over Elijah Moore on this roster. I think I'd much rather have Elijah Moore than Curtis Samuel. But, you know, I guess that's going to end up being a conversation for another day. All right, let's get connected with our fans. It's powered by Verizon, the official 5G partner of the Buffalo Bills. And Butch on the East Side is going to kick off the show this evening. Butch, good evening to you. Welcome.
My brother, thank you so much for taking my call. I love MSG. I love WGI. And to all the fans, get home safe. Each and every one of you who listen to this beautiful show, I love each and every one of you. Yo, Nate, you hit it right on the head. I'm going to let you know right now. You hit it right on the head. This wide receivers group are smiling today in the locker room. They know what they can do. I always had Joe Brady on the investigation. I still do. But I have to give credit. I'm standing on my 10 toes. Joe Brady called a good offense. He had the right personnel when he started out. Josh Allen is smiling. We as fans got to understand what we saw today was the old Josh Allen. He might turn the ball over. I concur with you when Bob Powers on the goal line. He should have ran the ball. Shouldn't have put him in that position. But besides that, he's the gunslinger. Gunslingers going to make mistakes. They're going to turn the ball over. But at the same time, they're going to make plays. I respect that. Tyrell Shavers, he's always been that guy. They just never had the opportunity. Moving forward with the offensive side of the ball, they have to continue doing it. That everyone eats stuff is out the window now. We have to continue with this type of formation, this type of personnel that we have right now, and continue to build, and let's go for the next seven games. Now, on the special teams, as far as my man number 22.
You mean, are you talking about Ray Dante Hall Davis?
Yes, right. Let me tell you something, though. Sometimes iron sharp is iron.
Yeah.
He saw Hardman catch that 61, took it down the way. He's like, okay, guess what? Who are they going to kick to now?
Yeah.
They're going to kick to me or kick to him. After he did that 61, he started kicking to Ray. Ray started busting him. So I applaud that. I applaud Brandon Bean for bringing this young man in and then on the same time elevating him and Gabe Davis to this offense right away, right off the bat. Now, secondly, on the defensive side of the ball, I concur with what you just said. Jordan Poyer, yeah, he might be slow, might be a little old, but he talked to my man Bishop and told him, listen, you're playing in your right position, you're playing strong safety, you are the man. I'm going to hold it down the best I can. Now, moving forward with that, I want to see Hancock and Poyer start switching off, try to hold that down. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to get mad at that. But now, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to let this last thing go. Is that moving forward, as far as this point forward, Brady, don't change the offense. start out. We don't need all them tight ends. Let's go with three wide. Maybe go a little no huddle, get the up tempo. The more points we know, we put pressure and make them press against us. That's how we get turnovers, because we put more points on the board. And last but not least, I'm going to say this. I applaud Brandon Bean because he caught a lot of heat. He didn't get a receiver. He said, I believe in my receiving room. Let them boys play, man. And Josh Allen is smiling because this is what Josh likes to play. When he first got to the Buffalo Bills, either he going to run, take off, or he going to be a gunslinger. This is the only way we're going to take off right now and build moving forward. Thanks so much, cousin. I love you, Nate. You know, you're a great guy. You're my guy. Keep doing what you're doing. I love this radio station and TV station. And again, I'm not to sound redundant. To all the fans, get home safe. I love each and every one of you.
Thanks, Butch. Appreciate you, bro, as always. The point about letting Josh be Josh and sort of taking a little bit of the bad with the good, I just think that putting a governor on him feels wrong. And I know that very few games will an NFL team have three turnovers and still win. But I think you sort of just have to be okay with some of the mistakes that you're going to make when you sort of let Josh off the leash. And seeing how this offense in the passing game, again, on a day that the running game didn't really have the juice, I just think that with the defense the way that it's playing right now, I know it probably means the defense is on the field more, right? If they're going to score a lot of points, it probably means and they're going to turn the ball over a couple of times a game, and the defense is on the field more, I get it. But I think this is the kind of play, this is the kind of game that, you know, I mean, this is why you have a quarterback like Josh Allen, because I just think being a team that wants to turn around and hand the ball off 35, 40 times a game and keep your quarterback under 25 attempts and the short game. And to me right now, I thought this was a pretty good Joe Brady game, but I still have some problems with, you know, running the same play over and over again when it doesn't work. That pitch play didn't work three times. And they just kind of keep going back to the well. And I'm sitting in the broadcast booth, and I'm hearing fans, you know, stop running the same bleeping play. And I'm like, I know. And Butch, the last point I want to make about what you said, and then we'll get to some more phone calls here on the other side. We've got to take a timeout. The best players need to be on the field. And this has not been a team or an organization under current leadership that has played a lot of politics. And it feels more and more like there's something political happening. And I don't mean, you know, Democrat, Republican. I just mean like there is something going on behind the scenes with Keon Coleman and this need for him to be on the field and need to feed him. I found it disturbing. And maybe that's dramatic, but I found it disturbing last week when the offensive coordinator is telling CBS reporters that they need to force the ball to Keon Coleman. No, you don't. No, you don't. The best players need to be on the field. When Dalton Kincaid's back, he needs to be on the field more. He's one of your best players. Tyrell Shavers needs to be on the field more. He's one of your best players. 803-0550 is the number to call. To get yourself here on the Transit Town Jeep Ram Overtime Show. A reminder that tomorrow on WGR, it's Buffalo Bills Football Monday, presented by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Jeremy and Joe break the game down in the morning, then the Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio at 10. They'll have One Bills Live with Chris Brown and Steve Tasker at noon. Show up in Bulldog on the afternoon show featuring Eric Wood at 4. Then it's Buffalo Bills Football Monday all day tomorrow on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. On the other side, we'll get to some live player reaction from the locker room, get you an eye on the quarterback, and get through some more phone calls. So 803-0550, we got a couple of open phone lines. Give us a shout. As you head back from a big win, get back off the schneid. Three out of their last four losses. The Bills get a big win, 44-32. I'm Nate Geary here on WGR.
Mayfield looking to the right, and it's picked off! Cole Bishop with the interception. Back on his feet, up the sideline, and down to the 25.
All right, Chris Brown on the call. Welcome back to the Transitown Jeep Ram Overtime Show. I'm Nate Geary. The Bills win 44-32. Quick update for the Horsies versus the Devils, which is the Broncos versus the Kansas City. Oh, right, just as I say, the Devils, they do the Devils' work. All right, so it's 13-6. The Broncos just took a lead, and then they just got a big play to Deontay Thornton. Is that his name?
That's probably Tyquan Thornton.
Tyquan, yes, Tyquan Thornton. Thank you so much.
Released from the Patriots. Speaking of Devils, and then added by the Devils.
Yes, you know, here we are. It's alive. So you know, Derek, do your thing.
Yeah, sure. Okay, we're gonna do the thing like this again.
I personally like it better. Updating, sorry, go ahead.
I'm just going to update you on the four scores going on right now.
Four scores, 7 years ago.
All right. As Nate mentioned, the Ponies and the Devils, the Broncos hold a 13-6 lead on the Chiefs, though Kansas City is driving because that is what they do, and we can't have nice things in the world. The Browns up 16-10 on the Ravens as it has become another defensive showdown akin to most Cleveland Browns games. Shedeur Sanders in the game, Dylan Gabriel being evaluated for a head injury. The 49ers all over the Cardinals, 35-10. The Rams beating the Seahawks right now, 21-12. This update brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce. Nate, back to you.
Thank you, Derek. Did you just say Dylan Gabriel went out with an injury?
With a head injury, yeah.
So does that mean Shedeur Sanders is in the game?
Yes.
Cool.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, 803-0550, the number to call. I have a couple of open phone lines, but let's get connected with our fans. It's powered by Verizon, the official 5G partner of the Buffalo Bills. And then we're going to hear from Cole Bishop this segment as well, but let's have Matt kick us off. Matt, good evening to you. You're on the Overtime Show.
Hey, good evening, Nate. How you doing today?
Doing very well.
And I was at the game today, and like the offense, they showed up today. Josh Allen did amazing. Yeah, 3 rushing, 3 throwing. It proves how he is the MVP.
Yep. Thanks, Matt. I appreciate it. I agree. He had a MVP like performance, which is kind of what everyone's been waiting for. Is for Josh Allen to look right now, even in a game where Josh Allen has another. I mean, he broke 2 records today. He broke the all-time leading rusher for a quarterback with 75 touchdown rushes today, and also, where it was the second time he's done this, the only quarterback to do it 2 times, but he was before that the only quarterback to ever do it, was to have 3 rushing, 3 passing touchdowns in 1 game. And so while he's breaking these records, you know, I think he left a lot of – I think the offense left a lot in the field today. You know, I'm thinking about the rollout play and the sort of miss to Josh Palmer, which was just an overthrow, the 2-point conversion where – I don't love a play designed to your run blocking fullback who doesn't have the ability to catch outside of his body. But you know, here we are. Missed that one. It was an overthrow. He was open. He should have had him. I can talk my talk all I want, but he was open. The play worked. They just have to, make it happen. So, all in all, it was just good to see and feel like, okay, hey, the Josh we all know, even if that Josh is a little sugar high, it was just good to know he still existed and he was still in there. Let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, thanks for waiting patiently. Good evening to you. You're on the Overtime Show.
Yes, hello. First of all, I want to talk about the offense real quick. And Matt, I think Josh was thoroughly enjoying the wide open type play that he was able to have today. He looked like he was thoroughly enjoying himself for the first time in a while. And then a couple of points. First of all, when it comes to Matt Milano, MIA, Milk Carton, whatever you want to say. This guy, I don't know what's been going on with him this whole year. I just haven't noticed him. He really seemingly hasn't done too much. I mean, I thought that the other linebacker played. Help me with the name, Bernard. Yeah, I thought he had a pretty decent game today. But Matt Milano just MIA. I don't get it. And then the final point would be a 3rd and long. What games with this team, whether it's 3rd and long or 4th and long, over like the last 3-4 years, I don't know where they rank or if there's some sort of statistics that are available on the internet where you can bring up how teams rank on 3rd and long. But this team has to be one of the worst over like the last 3-4 years. And that's because, Sean McDermott and his, we'll just play to be in the game all the time and just don't allow the big play. But I don't know if there's a place where you can find these stats, but it just can't be good. And why can't this team blitz on 3rd and 4th and long like most other NFL teams do?
Let me tell you this, Mike. The play you're talking about, which was a 3rd and long play, well, there was a couple of 3rd and long plays. The one I'm thinking about, I think it was Sterling Shepard. It was like 3rd and 14. And they brought the house, and it was a zone blitz behind, or it was a zone blitz, and they brought the house, and they just didn't get home. Thanks for the call, Mike. I'm going to tangent here a little bit because I think you brought up a couple of points that I really want to hammer home. First, let's talk about Matt Milano. Listen, I just think at this point in his career, the injuries have clearly caught up to him. He doesn't have the same foot speed, and I don't know if I don't think he's playing poorly. I honestly look at the defense, and I think Matt Milano is probably the least of their problems. Maybe not. The absolute least of their problems, but I got bigger problems with what's going on the defensive side of the ball than Matt Milano and his play. I thought Terrell Bernard probably had his best game of the year. It's been a tough year for Bernard. He is not healthy. I don't want to put a percentage on it for him, but he looks like he's at 75%. I know Cover One, Eric, posted a video last week of him trying to sprint and run down Devon Achane, and he just looked like a guy that was running on one leg. So he's not healthy, and I think he's trying to work through an injury that he's capable of playing through, but he's not 100%, and it's affecting his play. I thought in the past, particularly today, he looked more like the Terrell Bernard we've all come accustomed to seeing, a guy that is a plus defender in the pass. In the red zone, he had a couple of great plays. In coverage, he had two pass defenses today. I thought it was a much better game and getting closer to the person and the player that we've all come to sort of expect to see. And the guy that's the only other captain, got the only other C on the team on the defensive side of the ball, I thought this was far closer to the performance we need to see week in and week out from Terrell Bernard for this defense to start taking steps in the right direction. But I do want to push back a little bit, Mike, because I do think that they do blitz. They're not getting home right now. Now, I do want to point out about this Tampa Bay offensive line. It's a good unit up front. And Baker is mobile. And, you know, of course, because Baker hasn't had a rushing attempt in three straight games because he's been nursing a knee and oblique injury. So, of course, he runs for a season high, because I bet the under on Baker Mayfield rushing yards today. Because you're welcome. I mean, if you know, you should just fade me. I'm like, what's the guy on MSNBC, Money Talks, Fast Money, that everybody fades and he's just always wrong about the economy? Does anyone know?
Jim Cramer.
I am basically the Jim Cramer of Bills sports betting. So whatever I say, just do the opposite. But this is a defense right now that's not generating pressure with four. Listen, I really like Joey Bosa. I think he's brought something. He's a net positive. And I want to be able to just say to him, like, I don't want you overthinking. I need you upfield. I need you making plays at the quarterback. But just, again, too many times today where he's losing contain or getting to the quarterback and he's able to just slip by and scramble for a big game. So, like, a big game. So I don't know. I need some more headsiness, if that's a word or a phrase. I need more situational awareness from Joey Bosa. He's a veteran, and today just a couple of plays, I'm just watching him. I'm like, can this guy see? I don't know what's going on there. But they're not getting and generating pass rush until that Daquan Jones sack. They had not recorded a sack defensively since Michael Hoyt went out in that game 2 weeks ago. So they went almost six quarters without a sack, and that doesn't, you know, I understand right now that they're patching things together on this defensive line. They need more from TJ Sanders, who I think you saw today a little bit of movement. He played some defensive end. I think it was out of necessity because they needed to put more big guys on the field. The displacement, the rate of displacement on this defensive line, the fact that they have not been able to, this is years now defensively for this team defending the run, how easy it is to displace these defensive tackles, get them out of their rush lanes, get them out of their run fits. I don't know. I don't know what you do. I don't know if you change your scheme next year or get Sean McDermott's defense out of here and bring in a defensive coordinator that's a veteran that you trust that can implement his own system, because right now the system in place is not conducive to having defensive linemen be in the right positions. To me, it has to go beyond guys being in the right places. It's just, to me, I've got to look at some coaching on this. It's just not working on the defensive side of the ball. So they're not getting home, and the blitzes haven't really gotten home either. Like, a couple of times I saw today, Terrell Bernard gets just a free rusher. And, you know, Baker Mayfield takes two steps and gets a 15-yard scramble. So, you know, I don't blame the foot speed of Terrell Bernard there, but, like, you know, the blitzes haven't worked, but it's not for lack of trying. They did blitz a bunch on third down today. They did not get home. All right, let's get a quick Bruin around the league. It's brought to you by Thin Man Brewery and their new Mafia Light, the official beer of Buffalo tailgates. I know Derek gave us a quick update earlier, but just some more updated scores. Seattle's got the ball with about 8:15 left in the fourth quarter. It's 4th-and-3 on the Seattle 20. They are down 21-12 in that game. San Francisco running away from Arizona, who, I feel like Jonathan Gannon is on some borrowed time right now. I feel like he might be the next head coach fired. He had that thing a couple of weeks ago where, you know, young player fumbles the ball and he yells in his face and kind of embarrasses him on the sidelines, has to come out, apologize. You know, they stink right now. So it feels like, you know, Jonathan Gannon's probably the next to catch the axe there. Baltimore has the ball, third and goal on the Cleveland 5, 14-16 in the fourth quarter. Cleveland 16, Baltimore 10. And then Kansas City, Denver locked up at 13 with Denver driving, first and 10 on the Kansas City 32-yard line. All right, let's hear from some locker room sound and get you Bills second-year safety Cole Bishop, and it's brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino.
What happened?
Yeah, really was just able to be in the right spot at the right time. Was in man coverage, got a little picked actually, like got me and Taryn to just make a play on the ball.
Just the play itself in today. How do you feel about your game? How you've been, you know, stringing together all these big plays lately and just reaching this part of the season?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people say, you know, takeaways come in bunches. So, you know, we'll just keep trying to make a play on the ball when it's around me. Obviously, there's still things to clean up after today, but feel good.
What is really clicking for you? Because it seems like coming off that bye week, you've just been on a tear. I don't know, you know, how helpful Jordan Poirier has been. You know, you've been out there playing, learning, you know, on the fly with that guy. But you've been making plays these past 3 weeks. So is it slowing down for you? Are you grasping things a little
bit? Yeah, for sure. I mean, I definitely feel good out there. I feel confident, feeling more comfortable. I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with playing games. The more games you play, I think you build more confidence, feel better. Game slows down a little bit. Poirier's been awesome, like you mentioned. But kind of like I mentioned, people say they come in bunches, so being able to just keep making the play when the opportunity shows.
What did you make of what the defense did today? And just, you know, back and forth game,
yeah,
able to still close it out?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of resilience. Obviously, there's still things to clean up. We'd love for it to not have to be as close of a game if we can get more stops, but we were able to get stops when we needed to, and I feel good about it.
Dorian Williams says you're playing like a lot of fish grease.
Interesting.
Okay. Interesting. Does that feel like it's representative of your play?
I mean, I don't know if I've heard that saying. I think I heard somebody say that earlier, and I wasn't exactly sure what they were saying, but kind of back to what I was saying, they come in bunches, so being able to just keep trying to maximize my opportunities.
Now, I mean, you had a great game plan today. I mean, holding, you know, Puka to his usual. What went into that game plan, and how you guys were effective to keep him contained for the moment?
Yeah, obviously, they got a lot of injuries and everything, so he's one of their top guys. So being able to kind of dial in on him was one of our focuses. I know they had a lot of rushing yards, so obviously that's something that we're going to have to keep working on, but being able to limit him was good.
And just can talk about you witnessing Josh Allen scoring 6 touchdowns in one game.
I actually didn't. I feel like I didn't necessarily know. Like, obviously, you see him doing it, but you don't necessarily know it's 6. And then I heard somebody say it in the locker room, and I was like, geez, that's crazy. I mean, it's awesome to watch.
Not the first time you did it.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anything else? Thank you, guys.
All right, there's Bill's safety, Cole Bishop, and Cole Bishop's Locker Room Sound is brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino. Tonight, right after this show at 8 p.m. on WGR Sports Radio 550, Westwood One presents the Lions at the Eagles. Sunday Night Football on WGR is brought to you by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case, and by Armor Heat, do it right the first time. I'm Nate Geary. More of the Transitown Jeep Ram Overtime Show on the other side. Don't go anywhere. I've got a couple of open phone lines. If you want to get your thoughts in, if you're heading leaving the stadium now because you had to get a couple of drinks after the win, I don't blame you. Give us a shout. Love to hear from you here on the Transitown Jeep Ram Overtime Show on WGR.
WGR Sports Radio 550.
Orbit motion from Shakir. Back to pass. Stepped up in the pocket. Looks for Cook on the wheel route. And he's into the end zone. The Cook is in the kitchen for a 25-yard touchdown reception.
All right, welcome back. Chris Brown on the call there, love. I mean, anytime I get to listen to Chris Brown, I'm going to do it. Let's get a quick eye on the quarterback. It's brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems, our business is protecting your business. True MVP performance from QB1 today. Finishes the day 19 of 30. By the way, he started 5 of 13. So he really kind of found his way into a nice little heater in this game. 317 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 0 sacks on the day. Finished with a 71.4 QBR and a quarterback rating, passer rating, I should say, of 104.8. Four. Sorry, I thought maybe it was one. Who's to say? All right, let's get connected with our fans, and then let's hear from Bills running back Ty Johnson, who had a nice little day today in some extended looks, which I want to see more of Ty Johnson, not because I want to see less of James Cook. They need another running back in this offense to emerge so there's not so much reliance on number four back here. Let's go to Tyler. Welcome to the show, Tyler. You're on the Overtime Show.
Hey, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
All right, my man. Ayo. I'm sorry. Got to do it. Ayo, first off, what, Rusty?
Yeah.
Second, I want to talk about the offensive thing. I went to the game today. I only go to one game a year. Secondly, I thought it was great. Josh Allen did really great. However, I still feel really shooken up from the not making a move on the trade deadline for a WR1, which really sucks because, you see Diggs, he's doing a lot of stuff in New Orleans. New England, my bad.
Yeah.
Secondly, do you think Josh Allen would benefit from that, having Josh Palmer back today, missing Kincaid? Personally, did not enjoy the offense today. I know I'm a fantasy, I'm a fantasy owner looking in. Brandon Bean hates me. It's okay. Anyway, you know what I mean? What I'm saying is, I'm scared watching the offense. You know what I mean? It's very infuriating. We should have this. We should have this first down. We should have da da da, and we don't get it. And you know, he threw two interceptions today. I feel like we're not looking at that well enough. It's a phenomenal D line, Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
I would love to have Faez. I think his name's Faez. on the D-line. Oh, my God, it would be amazing to have him on the Buffalo Bills. However, I just feel like I don't think our offense is there mentally, physically, to get the job done for a Super Bowl. And I truly feel like we're letting down. Like, I feel like Josh Allen's last years or these next three. If we don't get one of these next three, it's over. Lastly, thank you guys so much for taking my call. It's my first call ever.
Oh, nice.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in, Tyler, and thanks for listening. And thanks for not mentioning, you know.
Not even going to name his name.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Yes, you went over a lot there. Listen, I'm going to disagree with you on the offense. The version of this, what we saw today offensively made me whole. I was warm inside. And it was a cold day, and I felt warm inside watching Josh Allen sling the ball all over the field. The wide receiver one thing. Listen, I when you're paying your quarterback $60 million a year, I'm not sure that there's a wide receiver. It's so hard. Not just when you're paying a quarterback what you are, but it's so hard to acquire them because the Bills are not going to draft high enough most times. And that means you got to get lucky. And I think the Bills were a little unlucky, right? I mean, they trade back, so you kind of make your own luck in that. But they picked Keon Coleman one pick before Ladd McConkey. And Carolina picked Xavier Leggett. And other than today, he's kind of stunk. So there's a little luck, but it's so hard to acquire it. And I think I can live with a wide receiver room that's got more upside than this one. I don't necessarily need that wide receiver one, so to speak, but I can live with the upside of having guys that can do more than it feels like just a bunch of guys that do the same thing. And that's really where, to me, the flaw in this, you know, the way this roster's been built at the wide receiver room is they just have a bunch of guys that all have similar skill sets. They don't have complementary skill sets. They don't have the deep guy and the guy. They don't have – listen, how about this? I mean, Josh Allen's played pretty darn well with John Brown. Now I know, you know, Stephon Diggs was in there. But was it 2020 that he didn't have Diggs but he had Brown and Beasley?
2019.
Those guys had complementary skill sets. Deep, fast guy, underneath guy who finds the holes in the zone. So I just think if they can't get that number one wide receiver, which I'm not convinced they'll ever be able to get, I think it behooves them to find some, you know, some less similarities in that room. But what I saw today from that offense, A, I think is repeatable. B, I think is the best version of themselves. And C, if they can also get the run game going alongside of this, I think the sky's the limit for this offense. They just have not looked right. And today really, I think, went a long way for me having confidence that they're capable. And I needed to see that. 803-0550. Thanks for the call, my friend. More calls on the other side, 803-0550, and getting connected with the fans is always powered by Verizon, the official 5G partner of the Buffalo Bills. More on the other side. I'm Nate Geary. This is the Transit on Jeep Ram Overtime Show on WGR.
Ready!
Buffalo Bills game day on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
All right, here we go. We got to have a drive.
23 left. 23 left.
It's time for the Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram Overtime Show, your home field advantage for trusted service and unbeatable prices. Now, here's your host, Nate Geary.
All right, welcome back. Hour two, the Transit Town Jeep Ram Overtime Show here on WGR. I'm Nate Geary. The Bills win 44-32, get to the seventh win of the season. And a quick brewing around the league, or I should say brewing around the league. It's brought to you by Thin Man Brewery and their new Mafia Light, the official beer of Buffalo football tailgates. And the Chiefs, of course, take a lead, miss the extra points. They are up 3 with 8:44 left in the game. It is 4th-and-2, Denver with the ball. So a pretty big moment in this game. 19-16 is your score in that one. And then Shedeur Sanders playing. Like exactly how you think a sixth round or whatever he went. He's already got an interception on a second possession. It is now a 16-16 game in Cleveland, tied with the Ravens. And let me tell you, ugly numbers for the former two-time MVP. Pretty darn ugly. He is 13-24, 182 yards, no touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and a passer rating of 44.1. Hopefully it doesn't ding up that, unbelievable passer rating he has. You know, over the course of his career. It's a big day, though, for Derrick Henry. He's averaging over 6.5 yards, 16 for 105 and a score in that game. Let's get back to the phones to get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon, the official 5G partner of the Buffalo Bills. And Steve kicks us off this hour. Steve, good evening to you. Welcome to the Overtime Show.
Hey, thanks a lot. You know, I think you already kind of echoed it. Like, this game was just big, I think, for everybody's mental status to go them or to see them just go out there and do something that wasn't 12 and 14 play drives with sweeps and zone runs. It totally was reminiscent of 2020, 21, 22. And at least it made me think that when we get to the postseason that, you know, they've got a one and a two punch if these guys can at least be healthy offensively. And I'm just hoping I got tickets for that Texans game on Thursday. I haven't seen them win down here in a decade, that I finally get to bring one of my kids and they get to see their team, see them win one wearing the Poyer jersey.
Yeah, man. That'll be great. I'll tell you, it's going to be a heck of a matchup next week against the Houston Texans. It's the best pass rush in football. And I imagine, you know, they're fighting for their playoff lives right now. They're still fighting in a competitive division. I wouldn't say a competitive division, I guess. It's more so just everybody's clumped up together and they still have a chance to win that division. So it's going to be, and they've got some revenge on the mind, I'm sure. You know, Houston really handled them mightily last year, I should say, in that matchup in the regular season. And Josh Allen's probably worst game I remember. Modern-day Josh Allen, one of his worst games. Let's go to Hannah, who's been waiting patiently. Hannah, good evening to you. You're on the Overtime Show. Hannah, are you there?
Hi. Yeah, I'm here.
Can you
hear me?
Yep, I got you.
All right, so I want to start off with saying I am extremely disappointed in the coaching. I mean, like, I'm just going to be honest. Sean's got to go. Like, he's got to go. He's a defense coach, and he's not working for our team. His coaching methods aren't working. And I think Bean and Brady also need to go, too, because, like, it's not working, you know?
Yeah, their defense, thanks for the call, Hannah, is struggling. But they did just beat probably the best opponent they've played this year. Second best. I mean, they lost to New England. I think that's probably the best team they've played so far this year. Well, I mean, they beat Kansas City. I think they're pretty good, even though the record might not, you know, say so. But I don't know. I call to can the coach after they won 44-32. They've got their problems, their warts, especially on defense. And I get it. He's the think tank on defense. He's the defensive head coach. There's a lot of things you could look at this roster and complain about. But, if you're losing me, Hannah, I'm the negative one, the overly negative, hate myself and everything around me. Well, I mean, this is what I think most people think. So as the negative one, I got to say, I mean, I'm picking different games. I feel like after this game, I'm glad this didn't go like the New Orleans Saints game did, or where it's just stuck in the mud and figuring out ways to win. I thought the Bills were just better today. And even with turnovers, I thought they were better than the team that they lined up against. And I think that at full strength, that Tampa Bay Bucs team is going to be really hard to beat. I think they're a Super Bowl contender in the NFC, in a loaded NFC. When they have Bucky Irving and Mike Evans and Chris Godwin back and Hassan Reddick on the defensive side of the ball, like, that is a Super Bowl contending team on the NFC, in a loaded, top-loaded NFC. So, listen, plenty of ammo to throw. I just, you know, maybe I'm not doing it after this game so much. Let's go to Troy. He's been waiting patiently. Troy, you're on the Overtime Show. Good evening.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
So I'll just reiterate what she just said. I'm not necessarily against Brandon Bean and McDermott, but I will say that in the past 20 years, I don't know if there was a defensive coach that won the Super Bowl. So putting that aside, the reason for my call is I'm looking at the defense right now, and we have lots of holes, and I'm not sold on Babbitt yet at this point. However, we're missing Hoyt, we're missing Oliver, and we can't stop the run. And I think in the playoffs, we're in a lot of trouble not being able to stop the run. So what do we have to do to fix it? What can we do to fix it? And the answer is, I don't know, but just an idea, and I'm just curious what your thoughts are. What if you took a guy like Jordan Poyer, who's really good at pursuing the ball? He's there, he's aggressive. He's not big like a linebacker, but if you were to take Jordan Poyer and move him back from the safety and put him down on linebacker, put someone else at safety, I think Jordan may be effective in slowing down a run, even if he's not as powerful enough to maybe get a full tackle, slowing down the guy to where, you know, the other defenders have the opportunity to help assist with the tackle. I mean, there's too many big plays where they're getting, you know, 15, 20, 30 yards, touchdowns on us, and we can't stop it, and it's week after week after week. Second thing is, Babbage has no scheme for blitzing. Why, I don't know. I've been watching the last few weeks, and I'm like, there's no blitz at all on our team. I'll just use against, you know, when we played against Miami. You know, we're playing against a quarterback that is in concussion protocol for the rest of his life playing on that field. If he takes one more hit the wrong way, he's probably out permanently. We had zero blitz when we played Miami. Nothing against that guy. And that's how you stop quarterbacks like that, because he's afraid to take a hit. So if you blitz the guy like that, he's going to be gun-shy. He's going to be, you know, cowering down. And I just – so two things. You know, I just – where's our blitz, and what are your thoughts about bringing maybe Poirier up front to linebacker to assist at run-stopping? Because we can't go on the trade. There's no more of that. And who are we going to bring up from the practice squad? Appreciate you taking my call. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Troy. Yeah, I'm typically against mid-season position changes. I also think that I'm just looking at Jordan Poirier. Do I think he's an ideal fit on the other side of Cole Bishop long-term? No. I think he has steadied the ship on the defensive side of the ball and has brought the best out of Cole Bishop. Do I think he's a, you know, is he the, in a perfect world, no, he's not my starting safety. But I've got to give credit where credit's due. He has solidified and has, I don't know, steadied the ship and given him confidence and allowed Cole Bishop and has allowed Cole Bishop to be who he is. So, no, I don't see a move for him to linebacker. That's kind of what he was. He was a kind of a sub-package player. You're right. I mean, they're like 27th in blitz rate. They don't blitz a lot. But they're also not very effective when they do blitz. Like, the couple of blitzes they had today, it just, you know, it's not effective. They don't get home. They're also not really getting home with four. Greg Russo is a nice player. He's a nice player. He's a very good run defender. He just... you know, I think he's a very limited pass rusher. And like wide receiver one, finding a bona fide pass rusher at defensive end is really hard to do when you don't have a lot of money. And I think that's where the Bills are. And listen, they were bad at defending the run with Ed Oliver. You know, I think that they've started to indicate a willingness to get bigger on the defensive line. I think that they need a stout nose tackle. And I love what Deion Walker has done. But I think ideally he's a three tech. He's an outside shade. He's not an inside shade. He's not a one tech. He's not a zero tech. He's not a nose tackle. This defense, I think, for a long time has missed a two gap one tech defensive tackle. A guy that can, you know, eat up space. And what I thought the Bucs did today is they ran right down the throat between the guards today at this Bills defensive line, and they just didn't have a lot of answers. And I want to go on and say, like, I like Deion Walker. I think he's got a bright future. I think he should be in the conversation for rookie of the year defensively. But he's, you know, he's not an anchor. And I think as long as this team doesn't have an anchor on the defensive tackle at the one tech position, they're just going to continue to get bullied and pushed around. So, but thanks for the call. Let's go to Adam. Adam, you're on the postgame show. You're on here on the overtime show. Good evening.
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure thing.
Good thing. Kind of, I guess, more of a perception thing. Obviously, all week we heard, you know, Daboll gets fired. Then it's like, bring him back. You know, this week was the most kind of, you know, 2022 throwback game I've seen in a while. Allen's depth of targets. He was 13, I think, out of 30, either intermediate or deep. Was this almost like a statement game by the coaching staff saying, look, it wasn't really Dable's, like, genius. It was like, we can call these types of plays, too. And all this, we have to do it. So was it kind of more of a, like, hey, this is what's out there versus, like, you know, I'm sure staying true to that kind of a little bit of extra motivation?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't catch a lot of that. It was a little muttered. So sorry, buddy. I want to respond to you. I literally couldn't understand. Let's go to Dante. Dante, you're on the overtime show. Good evening. Dante, you there?
Hi, Nate. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing. Dante, what's up, man? Okay, Dante's not there. All right, we're going to go to locker room to hear some locker room sound. And we're going to go to the guy everybody was excited to see, Gabriel Davis. Again, and quickly, before we go to that sound, let's look at some of the Gabriel Davis numbers from today. Again, not a huge impact on this game, but I thought made some timely catches, and he kind of just like looked like he belonged. 3 for 40 today on four targets. Obviously, Josh talked about the slant route that went incomplete in the end zone. I mean, that was a certified missile. you know, he even said after the game, like, I probably could have done a job, take a little off of that. That was a missile to Gabriel Davis, which that place would have went absolutely bananas if Gabriel Davis scored. All right, but here's Gabriel Davis, and it's brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino.
Feel like you never lost a game?
Yeah, man. Felt pretty good being out there for the first time and just heard everything clearly in the huddle and just felt right, so. Definitely feels good to be back.
What was it like just putting the uniform back out there, just putting the uniform on and running back out there?
What was that like? No, it felt like it was meant to be. You know, I'm happy to be back here, and, you know, this is my most comfortable I've been, you know, playing. And I'm just glad that I got that Bills jersey on again. It was fun. The guys were, every single time I touched the ball, the guys were celebrating. So it was funny, but it was good. It was good.
Making those big plays, I mean, you made a key one to start off the first one with the slant, and then you got that big play with the deep dig late in the second half. Just kind of talk about your availability on those plays.
Yeah. I mean, on the fourth down, I had a feeling that he was coming to me. I knew that was a big play for us this week, and just got to be a big body guy and go win on the slant, and I feel like I did a good job on that. And then the end cut, you know, that ball's, you know, not thrown that much, but it just was wide open from the start. So I knew I was going to be able to make that play as long as he was able to get his eyes down there, and he was able to. And, you know, just happy I was the one to be able to make those plays when we needed it.
Hey, Gabe, this has been a passing game that hasn't gone down the field really effectively this year. Today, obviously, that was different. What do you think was different? Was Tampa Bay doing something that was opening that up? What did you see?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like typically Tampa plays with pretty low safeties, so there's some more deep opportunities than normal. But obviously we had some today with Shavers down the field on the 43-yarder, Josh scramble ability to make some throws down the field. So, but I think it's a week-by-week thing. There could be some more opportunities next week or not, so we'll just take it week by week and see how it goes.
Momentum swings in this game, but what really goes into finding that success that you really need when the game is on the line?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, you're, as a team, you're put to the test in those situations, and you want to be able to come out on top, and that's what we're able to do. So when you do have those swings in the game, you know, you just got to stay level-headed and keep going. And I feel like once your team shows that they can do that consistently, you know, you're a hard team to beat. A lot of other teams could lay down in those situations, but we just kept believing, kept pushing, and came out with a win.
Gabe, what was your mindset the last year? You returned about 1 year after your torn meniscus. So what was that journey like recovering and getting back out there on the football?
Yeah. Well, I torn PCL and meniscus. So I had a reconstruction on my PCL and meniscus. And I just knew once I got released from Jacksonville that just the situation that I'm going to be in coming back, you know, mid to late season. I'm already very familiar with Bill's offense and what we do here and how the whole program is ran, so I knew this would be a great opportunity for me to come back. I'm just kind of, whenever my number's called, that's when I go out there, kind of a deal. Not really thinking for too much or anything, just, you know, I'm here and I'm available, so whenever you need me, I'm here.
A lot of the faces that are here are, you know, the same that you've seen since your time here, but there's some new guys too, Curtis, mm-hmm. Josh Palmer, you know, Elijah Moore. What do you notice about maybe the way this offense is different or more versatile this time around as opposed to, you know, the last time you were here?
Yeah, no, we have a lot of great guys in the room, and we have guys that can kind of do it all. I feel like they can. A lot of the guys in our room can run any route in the route tree. And just to be able to, you know, when Joe Brady says everybody eats, I think that is wise because we have so much versatility in that room with those guys having the specific skill sets that they have. And I'm just, you know, happy to be a part of it.
All right, we got one more player coming here live from the locker room. It's Bills linebacker Terrell Bernard. It's brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino.
Big interception for Cole in a big spot. Yeah. I mean, what can you say about it? It seems like maybe his career has changed since the interception against New Orleans.
Yeah, super, super excited for Cole. You know, he's battled a lot this year. And, you know, I think for him to come up and make huge plays, you know, when we need it, it's been awesome. I love Cole. He comes to work every day and, you know, does his job, does the best that he can every single day. And for him to make, you know, huge plays the last few weeks, it's really, you know, changed the game. It's been fun to see.
It wasn't perfect, but you guys were much better on first and second down against the run in the second half. What changed?
I wouldn't say anything changed. I think, you know, honestly, just our key work and, you know, guys seeing pullers, guys seeing, you know, their fits correctly. That was the main thing. I think we gave up a couple explosives early. And then, you know, once we stepped that out, I think, you know, we were a lot better in the run game.
All right, that is Terrell Bernard. And, of course, it's brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino. Timeout. We're going to have Bills head coach Sean McDermott and Bills quarterback Josh Allen on the other side. You're listening to the Transitown Jeep Ram Overtime Show on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.